This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's president is denying Russia's claim of having captured the eastern city of Bakhmut as he wrapped up a surprise appearance at the Group of Seven summit in Japan. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday likened the destruction of Hiroshima during World War II to the devastation seen in Ukraine's Bakhmut. He had earlier, alongside U.S. President Joe Biden, lamented the tragedy that had unfolded.
For today, Bakhmut is only in our hearts. There is nothing on this place. So, just ground and a lot of dead Russians.
During that meeting, Biden announced a $375 million package of military aid, including artillery and armored vehicles for Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. Greece's ruling New Democracy Party was set for a crushing victory in a parliamentary election on Sunday. Early results showed, defeating the opposition, but likely to fall below the threshold to form a government on its own. With more than half the votes counted, conservative New Democracy took a commanding lead of 41%, almost 20% more than the next party. Greece's Interior Ministry projected that New Democracy could win 145 seats in parliament, six short of an absolute majority. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah has extended a rare media invitation to one of its training sites in southern Lebanon, where its forces staged a simulated military exercise. Masked fighters Sunday jumped through flaming hoops, fired from the backs of motorcycles, and blew up Israeli flags posted in the hills above a wall. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden, a Democrat, and Republican House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy will meet to discuss the country's budget on Monday ahead of the June 1st deadline. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
It's time for Republicans to accept that there is no bipartisan deal to be made solely on their partisan terms.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday called Republicans' latest offers in the debt ceiling negotiations unacceptable, telling reporters at a news conference in Hiroshima, Japan, that he would speak with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on his way home from the G7 summit. Biden also said he believed he had the authority to invoke the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution to raise the debt ceiling without Congress, but said there was little time to test that legal theory.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. A stampede by soccer fans at a quarterfinals league match in El Salvador has left at least a dozen dead and many more injured, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The crash happened when fans pushed through one of the entrance gates at Monumental Stadium in Cuscatlan. One fan said one of the gates was closed too early, leaving many angry fans with tickets stranded outside. Those fans eventually knocked the gate down. Play was suspended about 16 minutes into the match, when fans in the stands, waving frantically, began getting the attention of those on the field. Dozens made it onto the field where they received medical treatment. Speaking at the scene, National Civil Police Commissioner Mauricio Arizachicas said there would be a criminal investigation into the incident. I'm Karen Chamas.
Gunmen in Ecuador opened fire in a restaurant in a beach town popular with tourists, killing at least six people and wounding six more, prosecutors said Sunday. The attack happened Saturday night in a busy nightlife area on the Pacific coast, the prosecutor's office said on Twitter. Located between Colombia and Peru, the world's top producers of cocaine, Ecuador is weathering the biggest surge in crime in its recent history. Crime linked to drug trafficking caused the murder rate to almost double from 2021 to 2022. It was the second mass shooting in days on Ecuador's Pacific coast. Air raids, gunfire, and explosions rocked Sudan's capital on Sunday, hours after rival generals agreed to a one-week ceasefire, the latest in a series of truces that have been systematically violated. The truce is set to take effect on Monday evening, the United States and Saudi Arabia said in a joint statement after talks in the Saudi city of Jeddah. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.